thinking we're in time.
Could be in the morning, could be in the evening.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Jude as we continue our study in the Word. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified, the word is beloved, by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you, that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old ordained to this condemnation ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, have reserved in everlasting chains under darkness under the judgment of the great day. Even Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, had he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but which they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Balaam and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perisheth in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they are feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruits withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness and of darkness forever. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word as he's promised. God and Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that your word is truth. We thank you that your word is also life. It brings salvation towards us. As we read these and study this passage today, O God, open our eyes that we understand the truth that is in God's word, that we will see, O God, that how you have preserved us. We thank you, O Father, that we are loved by you. And we thank you, O God, that we're called. We thank you that you will keep us and watch over us, and we are kept by you, Lord. So make this time a blessing as we look into your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
These are very difficult book. I know it's simple, but it's a book in which it looks at the church. It looks at the fact that there is apostasy in the church, and we are to watch out for various types of heresies, various types of statements, as the Word of God has cleared and revealed here to Jude. And so Jude, just here, just had a couple of themes that he wrote about. He wants us to be aware of false teachers. He also, during the book, would like to us to continue to fight for the faith, contend for the faith. And there's some encouraging words that we'll find at the end of the chapter, which we didn't read today. We know that Jude, his real name is Judas, and the scripture declares that he is a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. And we looked at the fact that he was not only the servant, he's a brother of James, correct, but he's also a brother, half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our Lord Jesus was his half-brother. He never even mentioned that. He said that I'm a servant. James also said that he's also a servant. We define in the scripture before we looked at the fact that they, brothers of the Lord Jesus, the family of the Lord Jesus Christ, didn't come to know him as their Savior until after the resurrection, when they realized that. We find that in the scriptures, both in the book of Mark and also in the book of Acts, when they met. So we have these little thoughts that we can have. As we start out looking at Jude in the first verse, as again, we find that there are things that a believer can have, as Jude is declaring unto us, that we are beloved. We are beloved of God the Father, and that we are preserved by Jesus Christ, his Son Jesus Christ. We are beloved and we're preserved, and we also are called. And we had various different areas in which we have looked at that before. And then Jude wanted to just conclude with a little prayer, and he begins to open us to something rather unique, is that he wants us to have mercy and peace and love. It's a prayer that we all should have for one another, and then may God help us during these times. So let's look at the words in verse 3 as we begin our study today. It says, "Beloved, I would give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation." He earnestly wants to write about something. He originally thought about writing about many other things. As we look in the screen, he could have written about love. He could have written about the resurrection. He could have written about the righteousness of God. He could have written about justification, sanctification. But now the Spirit of God led him to write about apostasy. It says here, "It was needful to me to write unto you to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto you." It's the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. When we think of the faith, we think of Jude is writing at this time, but people who have entered into the church, and we write about people who entered the church who came under false intentions. We also have the concept here that people have departed and allowed people to depart from the faith. And so we have many examples in the scripture today that we're going to read here about Jude. Jesus asked the question in Luke chapter 18. He asked the question, "When I come on this earth, when I return, will there be people of faith there? Will I find people that has the faith?" And we are today looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are asking that we would continue in the faith that the Lord has given unto us. We continue in that truth. We continue from the things that we have learned from the beginning. So let's look at this little passage here. Jude asks us there to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And there is a struggle that we need to do in trying to contend for the faith, in trying to personally fight for the faith. And these concepts we're going to look at today, we hope to get through to them, is that we should know the truth. I got about six different thoughts we'll have on this, in which we can look at the urgently fighting for the faith. To know the truth is God's word. We should also grow in Christ, as Peter's going to ask us to do so, and continue to read God's word. We said live by faith, and we are to stick to, we call it the basics of faith, and be careful what we hear. It's very important to understand that, and also to help others as we struggle in the fight to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. So let us look at this first words, the concept of knowing the truth. All right. We can turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, as the scripture has declared. There's some passages that we can look at that teaches us and encourage us to know the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says there, verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness, and fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And so here we have this concept that we are to flee from things that was easily beset us. We are to follow the Lord Jesus in his words, in which he has do what he has said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We are to also fight the good fight of faith. And it's contending, that struggle to keep the faith, to keep trusting in what God can do, and to lay hold on eternal life. We have eternal life. We were looking at that this morning, and that we are kept by the power of God. For those that believed on him, we have that joy of having eternal life. And so, therefore, the Bible says that we're called, and let us continue that profession. As Paul struggled through his life, he had many struggles. People tried to kill him, persecute him, but he kept on going, as you can read there in Acts. We had to follow, we had to flee, and we also to remember that the words in which were written by the prophets and are written by the Holy Spirit. But we are in 1 Peter chapter, 2 Peter chapter 3, it talks about the fact that remember the words Peter asked us in verse 2, that you be mindful to remember the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and the commandments of the apostles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So in order for us to continue to know the truth, we have to, first of all, flee from those things that beset us, keeping God's word in our hearts, studying God's word, and at the same time, remembering the words of the prophets, recalling them. In order for us to recall the words, we have to recall by reading God's word. And so that's what it is. To know the truth is to continue to read God's word, which is written by the prophets. The next concept is that we can study, as we look in there. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. So in order to know God's word, we have to study it. It's very important that we read it and to study it. It says here that the people in the U.S. Treasury, when they want to understand a dollar bill, they don't study the counterfeit dollars. They study only the real dollar bill. And so here it is that we should, knowing this, we should study God's word, and then we'll recognize and hear and understand that when people are telling us something in error, we know what it is because we know the truth. The next thing that we should find here in scripture that encourages us to urgently fight for the faith is that we should grow in Christ. We should grow in his in the knowledge to become mature, as it says there in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, that you should come grow in Christ and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as a believer, you've been saved, and now that what's next to do? We're to become, go from the milk, as the scripture says, to the meat of God's word, and we should continue to study. And in studying God's word, we then establish a relationship with him. And we have this relationship in where we set time aside to meet God and be quiet with him. And not only that, is that we set time aside to pray. So Jesus himself set aside time to pray, even though he was ministering here on earth. And so many times we read there in the Gospels that he went and prayed into the mountains. He went up in the mountain, he took his quiet time and prayer. It's important that we have a little bit of quiet time in our lives to recognize and let God teach us from his word and to remember what the Lord had done. He went, he prayed sometime, the scripture says, all night long. And even the selecting of his disciples, he did that. But there are many other references in the scripture that talks about the fact that he set aside time to pray. And so the scripture asks us to, in order for us to fight, to the good fight of faith, to earnestly keep that which we have learned, to live by faith. We know the verse in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, we've all learned this, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet ever Christ liveth in me, and here it is, and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so now your everyday living that we have, the way we live, we breathe, and we enjoy life is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his Son, and we should enjoy that great fellowship that we have with him. It's not an easy road, but you know what? We're all traveling there together. And of course, we know from the scripture that that the faith that we once received, that we have this is a salvation faith. We hear it. We first heard God's word, and that's how we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we end up with the faith. And what a blessedness to know that we can be free from our sin in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to find that. So we have the promise of faith when we believe on him. And the faith comes by hearing God's word. And so we have this promise, we have the joy of the Lord and each and every one of our lives. The scriptures continue to say that it's a blessing. Now, we're going to start the book of Galatians, and as we went to for our Wednesday night studies, and there's so many passages there in Galatians, as we will learn, that the Holy Spirit, by hearing of faith, you receive the Holy Spirit by hearing, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we believe in him, we have faith in him, we also have the Holy Spirit. We become, again, we have the promise of faith by also believing on Jesus Christ. It says there in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 22, we have this great promise that we have. And then we can also, then after we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, there says this, we have become a child of God in Galatians chapter 3 and 26. We become a child of God to them that believe on him by faith. So now that we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians chapter 1 is a word, so we know these words in familiar, whether it's in Ephesians chapter 1, and then we can enjoy this little reading here in Ephesians chapter 1 and starting roughly at verse 13. It says there in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, in whom, when we first trusted in Christ, in whom we have also trusted after you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you have believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard your faith, Paul is saying, in the Lord Jesus Christ and the love for your sins, this wonderful little prayer, he says, he ceased not to give thanks for you, mentioning you in my prayers. And here is the other part of the blessing that we can have, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, in what is the exceeding greatness of his power unto usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name that is to be named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And he had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we have this great blessing in which, after we have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got the Holy Spirit, we're living our life by faith, and Paul is saying that God is going to give us that spirit of wisdom. He's going to give us the spirit of revelation and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we have first come to know Christ as our Savior, the load that was lifted because of our sin that we've had a certain joy that came about in knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. And so when we have our eyes of our understanding, they're enlightened, and we got to an understanding to realize, wow, God really saved me, and he called me, and he's going to show us his glory, he's going to show us his great inheritance that we're going to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We get excited. We were very excited. And we continue to serve the Lord because of the moment that he saved us from our sins and the hope that we have. And so now, as we continue to live by faith, we live under that same original joy and as we had when we didn't know much, but God enlightened us and he showed us, and then we continue to read God's word, and as we studied God's word, we grew and we matured, and we understand our Lord Jesus Christ more and more. And so we have a wonderful blessing that we've had there. And we continue to live by faith. The scripture says that the just shall live by faith. This is what it is. You are who are righteous, continue to live by the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's some things that in life that as people gather together living for the Lord Jesus Christ, there are a lot of differences in life. There are a lot of differences. And one of the things we have here is that different churches have different practices. And we may disagree on certain things, how they do it. We may disagree on music. We may disagree on the style. We may disagree on outreach methods. But the things that we shouldn't be agreeing on is everything that is about the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be agreeing on everything that relates to his Son, his Spirit, his revelation, forgiveness, and even forgiveness of sins, righteousness. Those things we need to defend all the way to the end. Practice, some people are different. Jesus said, you know, the words, if you love me, you keep my commandments. So we will keep the commandments in which the Lord had prescribed to us as we learn to stick to the basics of the faith. And then a little encouragement for one another is that, again, it goes back to the book of Galatians chapter 1. You know, we need to be very careful about what people said. So Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 that if there's an angel that comes from heaven, or to preach, or anybody else that preach a different gospel than what that was declared unto you, that person should be accursed. We should just avoid them. So we need to be careful what we hear, what other people say. At the same time, the book of Jude is all about that. It's all about the people coming in, or people and then converting or changing the minds of others so they can water down who the Lord Jesus is and his purpose and his work and that he has for us. And Jude is constantly warning us against those people. There are many examples we just read today about that, and we'll get to them later. But therefore, be careful to about what other people say. And two verses here, one in Timothy, and also one in the book of Jude. So the one in Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 26, Paul is telling his young brother Timothy there, we need to be careful. It says here, I'm just going to go back and say, again the encouragement, flee, verse 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, which is love, peace with them that are called on the Lord out of a pure heart, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. We talk about avoiding people who have, who speak a different gospel, sometimes all these other foolish things we need to avoid. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to acknowledging of the truth, and that ye may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So we need to, as we live our lives, there are people that's going to be trapped. We need to help those people. We see them going to be trapped and to be taken by the devil, to be taken captive. We need to go out and help them as we contend for the faith. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and also look around and see what's happening to others. Jude, again, said the same thing in a different way, just a few verses. He says in Jude, I think it's in Jude 23. If Jude is telling, there are certain things that at the end that we are encouraging, Jude's going to encourage us to. Beloved, it says there in verse 20, build up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. So we have others that we need to watch out for. And the scripture says, pull them out. Pull them out of the fire. And so as we think of other people we need to help, those that are caught out with the snare of the devil, those that are taken captive, those who are going to be pulled out to the fire, save them from hell. We're supposed to, in our faith, look, build up and be strong, and yet seeking others. And now I'm going to in spite of the apostasy that is going to be coming into the church, or somebody that's in the church at that time, and we'll have time to explain what they are then, that God the Father loved us. So the saints, I like how we started. God loved us, and that we're preserved by Jesus Christ, and we're called. And there are struggles, there are issues that's going to come along the way. But he loves us, the Father loves us, we are preserved by Jesus Christ, kept by the power of God, and we are also called. And his mercy and his peace and his love is going to be with us. So let's close in a word of prayer. Oh Lord, we thank you for this little precious time. We know that what a situation, as Jude is writing to the churches there, that many churches have fallen into, are drawn away from knowing the truth, or watering down from the truth. We see it today. We see the lives of leaders today. And we ask, oh God, that you would just restore and build up and strengthen believers who are struggling. We ask, oh God, that you would just enlighten them with the Word of God. Let them continue to read God's Word for themselves, and to grow in Christ. We ask, O Lord, that you just watch over us as you continue to do so. We know that your scripture says that we are preserved. We are kept by you, kept by the power of God. And we are kept by Jesus Christ. And we kept for Jesus Christ. We look for your appearing, O Lord, that one day we'll see you face to face, and when we see you, we'll be like you. What a joy that will be. And so, God, until then, we ask that you just continue to show your love towards us as Christ has shown towards us and we can show to others. Give us strength. And we ask, O God, that you would just be glorified in everything that we do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.